Oh yeah, fuck yeah, bud. I know I promised the 38 drug guy in this episode. I was supposed to post it last Sunday, but I listened to the episode and the dude just got too faded. I talked to him. I was like, bud, the audio's a little fucked. You were fading out hard on Fenty and whatever the fuck else you were on. I'm like, let's just recast this week. So we're going to recast this week and hopefully we'll have it for the next week's episode. So I apologize, but 38 drug dude needs to be on point. I can't have him slurring his speech and all that. Like, that's just not good. I got to fucking get him in the rehab mode or something. I don't know. Fuck it. But fuck the intro. New intro is coming. It should be any day now. The outro. Fuck the outro. Out with the old. I'll figure it out. But let's get this shit show fired up. This week, I've been staying home. Like, I haven't worked since my wife had there, my girlfriend had this kid. I'm off for 5 weeks. So I do nothing. I sit around the house and just tend to the baby. Like, I don't get out enough. I don't get out to hear stories and stuff. So I was like, fuck, I'm not gonna have shit for this week. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do? And then, of course, like, my two most fucked up friends just pull right through. And that's the greatest part. It's like my one buddy, Robbie. I'm trying to get him on, but his phone is like a piece of shit. But Robbie, I think I've talked about him before. He's like a full-blown alcoholic. And like, not the joking alcoholics that we talk about, like the odd time, like myself or whatever. This dude's like full-blown, like, alcoholic. And he has like alcoholic psychosis, which basically means like he'll get fucking drunk, not remember what he did. And then when he finds out what he did, he'll just deny it. He's like, oh, it didn't happen. And he'll just make up this like crazy story. And I think the other story I told is he told me a story that he went to Walmart and grabbed a shopping cart, and the shopping cart had like fentanyl on it. And then he passed out, and like the cops said that like that's what happens to like traffickers, like the people that are trying to traffic people. They put like shit on the handles. And then I was like, everything he was saying didn't add up. I was like, Rob, like, are you lying? And he's just like, no, man, I swear to God. Then, like, the next day, I, like, called him again. I was like, dude, are you serious? He's like, no, man, I was completely lying. I was just really drunk, and I fucking passed out, dude. I was like, all right, man, like, just fucking tell me the truth. But, like, the guy's always been like that, and I love him to death because, like, my friends, if I love you to death, I'm gonna go to bat for you every time. But if you're like my friend and you fuck around and you're a little bitch and you fucking, it's just, I always have to cater to you, then you can suck a fucking dick. That's not the type of friends I need, right? So this dude always had my back, like fighting 100. We go to a bar in college and like this dude, like biggest dude in the bar, would like try to fight the littlest dude in the bar. I'm fucking obviously the littlest dude in the bar. I'm like, fuck it, I'll fucking fight. And like, no, like, Robbie would come in and just thump the piss out of fucking people for me. I was like, man, that's a ride or die type of friend. So I can't ditch him for being an alcoholic, and I can't get mad at him when he lies to me about his crazy alcoholic bullshit. And like, that's what I got this week off him, was just crazy alcoholic bullshit. So like, literally, it's like 2 days ago, I've had my child home for maybe 6-7 days. And it's like, okay, like, you know, just doing the dad thing, trying to get, and then I get this call. So from Robbie, like, what's going on, Robbie? Like, bro, I need money. I'm like, you run out of booze there, Robbie? What's going on? He's like, no, man, I need pain medication. I need Tylenol. I need all this pain meds. And I was like, why, dude? What are you doing? Are you going to like crush it up and like make it in the meth or some shit? What are you doing? He's like, no, like, I cut my foot really bad. Like, I fell over and it was just fucked. I was like, you fell over and cut your foot? He's like, yeah. And I'll say, hang on a second. And he like hangs up on me and just starts sending me these pictures. And like, literally, these pictures look like a fucking goddamn murder scene. And there's like a glass table smashed into a million pieces. And there's just blood everywhere. There's like blood on this white couch, blood on the floor, just fucking everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, what'd you do? He's like, oh yeah, I fucking like fell into this table. Like, I got like dizzy and just fell into the table, and like, it was fucked. I had to go to the hospital, and like, I got all these stitches, and he sends me pictures of his foot. And it's like, there's like literally at the very top of his foot, it's just like a gash, like a fucking like 6-7 inch gash. I'm like, dude, you fell into the table? He's like, yeah, like I tripped over something. There was like there was an outlet of like with something plugged in. I tripped over and I just fucking flew into the table. I was like, dude, if you fall into a glass table based off what the pictures you sent me, like, dude, like your arm would be cut in half. Like you would be fucked. The top of your foot just wouldn't be cut, man. That doesn't make any sense. He's like, no, that's what happened, bro. That's what happened. I was like, all right, man. Like, what the fuck? He's like, I just need pain meds. Like, send me some money. I was like, dude, I like, fuck this shit. I've heard like so many stories from this guy before. I was like, dude, tell me the fucking truth right now. What the fuck happened? And he's like, fuck you. Like, you fucking piece of shit. You don't even fucking care about me. I'm like, man, like, I just want to know the truth because you're lying and I know you're drunk. So you tell me the truth. He's like, suck a fucking dick. You can die. I hate you. And then he just hangs up on me. I'm like, all right, whatever. Go to bed and wake up the next morning. Fucking Rob calling me. Pick up the phone. Like, hey, Rob, what's up? He's like, hey, man, like, I don't know if you, like, remember last night, but I'm like, dude, I was sober. You were clearly fucking wasted, dude. What happened? He's like, oh, man. He's like, I was drinking at a buddy's, and he's like, I just fucking lost my mind, and I kicked this glass table and just fucking shattered it. It's like, oh, so that's the story. So you got drunk, smashed the table with your foot and cut the top of your fucking foot because you kicked the bottom of the table. He's like, yeah, like, why? What do you know? I was like, dude, do you not remember calling me last night? He's like, no. I'm like, dude, we talked for like an hour yesterday. It was just me calling you a drunk liar and telling you to stop lying to me. He's like, oh, fuck, sorry, man. Yeah, I'm sober now, but like, I'm getting the shakes, man. Can you send me some money? Like, yeah, dude, I'll send you fucking $10 so you can get 3 beers. How about that? He's like, yeah, man, that'd be perfect. Like, all right, send him the fucking $10 or whatever. It's like literally, I sent him $10, and it's like 2 hours later, he calls me drunk. I'm like, dude, how did you get drunk off $10? He's like, oh, like, and this is where you know somebody has a drinking problem. Like, he doesn't work. So he's like, oh, man, like, yeah, I took your 10, and then I went and I traded in a bunch of, like, cans and bottles. I was like, dude, you're like a fucking homeless person, dude. I was like, you just go and get cans and shit, then, like, somebody gives you a little bit, and then you just add your can money into, like, your fucking other money. I'm like, dude, that's so fucked up, dude. I was like, you need to get your shit in order. And it's just, like, this guy is the one. This is the guy that got me on steroids. And, like, when I was on steroids, I'm just going to put it this way. Steroids are the worst thing in the world. They are the best thing in the world, but they're the worst thing in the world. Because they literally, it doesn't matter who you are, it makes you a different person. And this guy is like the nicest dude, and he lost his entire family to steroids and alcohol. Because if you mix like steroids and you mix that with alcohol, you basically get a monster, like a fucking huge monster. And my monster was I would just go around trying to fight everybody. His monster was he would just go trying to fuck every girl he could, which he did. And it cost him his family and everything. So it's like, dude, like, when the fuck is this, when is this, like, gonna end, dude? Like, when are all these, this crazy shit, like, these stories gonna end? And he's like, oh, man, like, I'm done with this shit, like, this boot, I'm just gonna drink, like, fucking 3 beers a day, da-da. Like, all right, whatever, man. It's like, that day goes by, and then the next day, it's like, hey, man, like, I know you, like, and he told, that's the fucked up thing. Is he completely forgot talking to me the next day when he was sober. Because his brain is so dried out from booze, he just doesn't get it. So it's like, fuck, man. Like, you really need to fucking calm down. And, like, you need to come where I work or go to rehab. And he's like, dude, he's like, I've had 23 jobs last year. And I was like, no, you didn't. And he's like, no, seriously. He's like, I had 23 jobs. And he's like, I got fired from every job. He's like, I literally had about, like, 3 jobs a month. I was like, dude, that's insanity. Like, what the fuck? You need to go to rehab. He's like, oh, I went to rehab. Like, I got kicked out. I'm like, what'd you get kicked out of rehab for? He's like, oh, I was trying to fight one of the fucking counselors. I'm like, well, yeah, that's going to get you kicked out, bud. Like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, you need to fucking figure your life out, get fucking clean, and regain yourself, because it's fucking sad, and I can't keep giving you $10 for fucking booze, because it's starting to make me feel bad about myself. Like, I'm just feeding an alcoholic more, like, trouble. But I'm going to get him on this cast. This is the last thing I do. I'm going to figure it out and get him on the cast. But my God, this guy is insane. But that's Robbie Boy. And then, like, I was like, okay, well, I got that bit of drama. I can use that. I was like, it still isn't enough, though. And it's like, sure enough, fucked up friend number two comes in, Nathan. It's like, I haven't talked to this guy in a bit. I haven't talked to him probably in a month. And he, like, messages me, and he's just like, man, I need your help. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And, like, this dude, like, he, like, literally was dating a Muslim girl and got a Muslim girl pregnant. And I don't know, like, I'm not going to sit here and fucking say that I know anything about the Muslims because I fucking don't. I just know that they pray and whatever the fuck they do. I don't know. But he got this chick pregnant. And then basically he wouldn't fucking trans. He wouldn't like convert to like being a Muslim. So she's just like, fuck you. And she took the kid and just dipped on him. Just fucking left. So it's like he's been trying to get custody for like fucking months and months and months. And finally he got it. And he's like, man, I've been fighting for like, it's actually, it was close to a year. He's like, I've been fighting. I finally got my kid for fucking like 3 days out of the week. I'm like, that's fucking awesome, man. He's like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then he calls me up on Wednesday. And he's just like, calls me up. And it's like really weird because he never calls me. He just texts me up and usually he's like, what's going on? I was like, what's going on, bud? He's like, guess where I was last night? I'm like, where? He's like, in jail. I'm like, what the fuck were you doing in jail? Did you get caught drinking and driving again or something? He's like, no. He's like, remember how I won my family court case? I was like, yeah. I'm like, what about it? He's like, yeah, basically she like, after I won the next day, she went to the police station and said that I raped her. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, man. He's like, she went to the fuck, the day I won that court case, it was like the next day she fucking went. It was like he won the court case on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday she went to the cops. Tuesday, the cops called him and were like, hey, we're coming for you. We don't know when, but we're coming. And he's like, what fucking for? And they're like, don't worry about it. We're coming for you. So then like that goes. And then it's like Wednesday and they finally come and get him. And they show up. They're like, yeah, like we're charging you. And he's like, what do you fucking charge me with? What the fuck's going on? And he's like, the cop's just like, well, basically, he's like, we're charging you for fucking rape with a fucking weapon and two counts of fucking domestic assault. And he's like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, like, whatever. So they arrest him, put him, and this guy's been up. This guy works 5 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. So he's just doing a 12-hour shift. He's all fucked up. And then the cops are showing up arresting him. So they arrest him, and they're like, the cop is a pretty cool. Hang on a second. I gotta drain this fucking dirty little fucking tiny worm. Jesus, that feels good. Whew. Anyways, so, let me get this fucking thing. Oh, I just pissed on the floor. Fuck. Anyways, so he gets arrested. They bring him into, like, the interrogation room. They're like, yeah, like, what the fuck's going on? Like, we hear you've been doing this. And he's like, this is all bullshit. He's like, fucking, she did this because I fucking won in court. And the cop's like, yeah, like, I think you look like a fucking guy that would fucking tie somebody down and fuck them. And my buddy's like, what? Why would you, how can you tell that by looking at somebody? And the guy's just like, I've been doing this for years. And he's like, and you should fucking retire. And then they took him and they're like, he's not standing. Took him back in the cell, left him there. He's like, it's just like 2 a.m. The guy's been up he's been up since 4 a.m, like worked at 5 to 5. And it's like, he's been up all night. He has to go to work in literally 2-3 hours. And fuck, and they're like, hey, like, we're going to release you. He's like, what do you mean? They're like, yeah, you don't have to see a judge or release you. He's like, well, what the fuck? How does that even work? I'm like, you charged me for like a sex crime. And in Canada, if you get charged with a sex crime, doesn't matter what the sex crime is, you have to register as a sexual offender. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? He's like, yeah, man. He's like, they released me. And he's like, they told me, like, she did this. And he's like, it's very common for fucking women when they lose in court to fucking, like, accuse them of crazy shit. I was like, holy fuck. I was like, dude, my chick is way fucking crazier than his old chick. So I'm just going to fucking just do everything I can to stay in this family situation because I can't even fathom what the fuck my bride could come up with because, like, she could come up with some crazy shit, right? Ugh, it's fucking nuts. And I feel for the guy. I feel for the guy. But at the same time, it's like we're all the product of our own misfortune. I had a fucking teacher in college tell me that. I used to show up hungover to fucking class all the time. And he's just like, hey, you look like shit. I was like, oh yeah, I was watching TV last night. I couldn't get to bed. It's like, you smell like booze. Like, oh shit, yeah, I had a couple little mixed drinks. It's like, we're all the product of our own misfortune. Like, fuck you. My fortune was going great when I was drunk. Now my fortune has changed now that I'm not drunk. Like, fuck you, bud. But he dug his hole. It's like, when he started dating the Muslim chick, I'm like, dude, you're going to have to convert. The Muslims are fucking very strict with that. They're not going to allow you to fuck around with one of their women if you're fucking some asshole fucking asshole. Like, no, everything will be good. Yep. Nope. As soon as they had the kid, it went right to shit. And I don't want to get into the ins and outs of their business, but I don't know. He asked me not to tell this on the podcast, but then I asked him not to talk to me like a dick. And he came over, saw my kids, hung out, and he was a fucking asshole. I fucking gave opinion about aliens. I fucking literally think aliens are going to be coming back in the next 5 years. Literally think it's going to be a thing. That's my belief. He called me a fucking idiot. So I was like, you know what? You're going to call me a fucking idiot. I'm going to fucking air your dirty laundry to all my motherfucking listeners. Fuck you, bud. And that's what I'm doing. But I can't wait. I honestly, like, it's, I can't wait to see how this all works out. Because I told him, I was like, dude, you got to sue her. After this, you have to sue the fucking goddamn hijab off her fucking head. You just sue her. He's like, oh, I don't have the money. Like, can you give me the money? I'm like, man, you just told me that I'm a fucking idiot about aliens, and now you're asking for my money? I'm like, you can suck a dick. Like, I'm just waiting for him to ask for me. For, man, can I get a bit of money for my lawyer fee? Like, no, no. You can be a fucking registered sex offender and agree with me about the aliens, and then maybe I'll fucking help you fight your sexual fucking, your sexual crimes. Jesus Christ, that's so fucking brutal. Oh, fuck. But that was the two fucking stories about those two assholes, and like, it just, hearing both that, it just made me like appreciate my fucking position. And I've always said it's like, I'm a stickler. I'm a little bit of a stickler. I take absolute joy in other people's pain. And anybody that says they don't is a fucking liar. We all take, when you hear like your buddy fucking something bad happen, you're like, oh, fuck, that sucks. And you're like, man, at least it wasn't me. Fuck it. straight up, dude. I was like, all right, I shouldn't take fucking joy in people's fucking downfalls. Like, I shouldn't do that. So, like, I kind of fucking let it slide and kind of let it go and whatnot. And then I was like, I need a sign. Like, hang on a second. I'm taking a drink of this 5.5% shitty boxer beer. Oh, God. I haven't tasted horse piss, but I imagine horse piss tastes like boxer beer. Fuck. Anyways, so yeah, I don't know. I'm trying not to take joy, and I was thinking to the higher powers, the aliens or God or whoever the fuck is up there or whatever. And I was like, I want a goddamn sign. Give me a sign today that it's wrong to use these stories for content. I'll give you the whole day. So the whole day goes on. It's like nothing. I was like, fuck, I'm not getting a sign that I should use them or not use them. Like, it's fucked. So it was right at the end of the day. I was like, well, fuck it. I'm like, I guess nothing bad or good has happened to me. So I was just going by that. Something bad happened. I wasn't doing it. Something good happened. Fuck it. And then I got a phone call. And as the hardcore listeners remember, my dad died about a month ago. And I never really knew about my dad's financial situation. I knew he had some money given to him like years ago when my grandpa died, but I never knew how much it was. Like, he gave me $5,000 to go to the Dominican Republic and just get fucked up. And that's the only money I ever saw from it. So I was like, oh, fuck. I'm like, he got like $20,000. He gave $5,000 to me, $5,000 to my sister, $5,000 to my mom, kept $5,000 for himself. Like, apparently not. Apparently not. Apparently he got fucking $450,000 from my grandpa He lied to my mom, didn't tell my mom how much money he actually got, and then lied to my mom and said that he only got like $100,000. So I went back home and fucking found all his bills. I was like, there's $70,000, there's $80,000. Like, what the fuck is, where the fuck's all this money coming from? And then the lawyer called me after I emailed them. And they're like, yeah, we tracked down your dad's account. Like, basically what you're looking at right now is like, your sister's getting about $220,000. You're getting $220,000. But he's like, we got to charge you for fucking getting this. So he's like, it's basically like 15% off every $50,000. So my 200 grand or 220 grand is getting nullified down. So I was like, yo, how much am I getting off this? Like, well, you're probably looking at about, fuck, you're probably looking at about 200,000. Like, you're charging me 20 grand. Like, well, we don't know what it'll work out to, but we'll figure it out. It's like, fuck, I didn't even care. I was like, 200 fucking grand? I was like, dude, you know what I could do with 200 grand? Anything. That's what I could do with 200 grand. Like, I already got a house. I got this kid, so I can put 20 grand away for the kid's education. I can pay off the fucking house mortgage, and I can still have money to fuck around with. And I'm going to fuck around. I think, you know what I might do? I think I'm going to fucking go to Amsterdam. I think I'm going to fucking save. Actually, I'm going to do a tour of the States first. I'm going to go down, see all my boys and like fucking the girls down in California, the Half Cup Podcast and Denise and all those. Then I'm going to fucking fly up to Minnesota, see fucking old Jared Singer, fucking see how that cunt's doing. Then I'm going to fucking swing back around to Canada, and it's going to be a North American waffle stomping tour. That's what I'm going to do. It's going to be a fucking waffle stomping North American tour, minus Mexico, because I'm not going to Mexico. I'm not getting shot by the cartel. I'd go to get some fucking cocaine off them, and they'd fucking shoot my fat ass. So I'm not fucking doing that. But we'll stick it to the States, go to California, work our way up. I honestly, after I get that 200 grand, I'm like, you may never hear this fucking podcast again, because I'm just gonna like go down to the Dominican. I'm just gonna leave everyone here and just go to the Dominican, buy a little shanty on the beach with my money, and just like sit there and do cocaine till I die. I'll just like, man, whatever happened to that waffle stomping podcast? Like, yo, you didn't hear? He died in fucking Dominican. He went down there with like 200 G's and just did coke for like 5 years and died. Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. What are we at here now? We're at 20 fucking two. Fucking, oh, we're almost at 23 minutes. Well, fuck it. I guess we'll end it on this. So, motherfuckers, thank you for listening. I appreciate every one of you fucking guys listening. I appreciate all the TikTok messages, all the Instagram messages. Get a hold of me on there. I always reply. So if you want to hear anything, see anything, let me know, all right? So motherfuckers, have a good week and have a good weekend and get fucked up. Yeah, yeah.